We're going to talk about dealing with delays. All of us have prayed and asked God for something, and we've had to wait. Probably all of you are waiting on something now. Okay? It might be something major. It might be just, you know, something little. But we're in a season of delays, and we've all had those seasons. And we live in a society where everything is instant. We have instant potatoes, instant credit cards, instant pudding, instant cameras, and it simply means we don't have to wait. And we become a society that delays are not accepted or tolerated. We become a society of impatient people. It's just like, you know, do you get impatient when you're driving? You know, there's a red light, there's traffic. I mean, we don't have traffic. You ought to go to Seattle if you want to see traffic. Ugh. I mean, you know, so what you think is traffic isn't even traffic, okay? But, you know, we're in a hurry. We want to get somewhere. We want to get home. We want to get to work. Oh, man, I'm hitting every stoplight going down 41st Street. I've hit every one of them. You know, we're in a hurry. We don't want any delays. We want things right now. But let's look at what the Bible says about delays. So turn to Galatians 6, verse 7 and verse 9. We're going to look at three scriptures here that talks about delays. Just so you know that delays are a part of life. In Galatians 6, verse 7, it says, "You will always harvest what you plant. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." So we're going to plant, but we're not going to get tired of doing what's good, because at the right time, we're going to reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. You know, it's just like if a farmer goes out and he plants a field and he goes out 2 days later and the corn isn't coming up yet, he goes, "Well, I guess nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to plow it under." Well, no, that's kind of stupid. The farmer knows when he goes out there and he plants that corn or soybeans or wheat, whatever he plants, he knows it's going to come up if the weather conditions are right, if he's done what's right. It's going to come up, and he's going to wait until the harvest. He knows it's going to take a certain amount of time until he can get a harvest. So the same is true with us, church. When we plant, we're going to reap a harvest, but we can't give up. How many times have we given up and not got the harvest, and then we blame God because we didn't get a harvest, because it didn't happen? Well, it didn't happen because we gave up. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36 says, "Do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised." Oh, patient endurance. Oh, there we go again. But he said that's all we need, and then we're going to receive all that he's promised. And Hebrews 6:12 says, "Then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and endurance." So he's told us here, and he's told us this for a reason, that we are going to have delays. In life, when we're believing God for things, it's not going to happen instantly. Very seldom does it happen instantly. Once in a while, it will happen instantly, but not very often. We have to use our faith and believe God. But in delays, the enemy wants you to get distracted. Did you notice in the video today it talked about distraction? That's exactly what he wants. He wants distractions. Distractions to say, "Well, it's not going to work. Well, look at your checkbook. There's only $2 left in it. How are you going to pay your bills? Oh, those kids, they are messing up so bad, they're never going to get straightened out." I mean, he can go on and on. He's going to list all of those things. He's trying to distract you from keeping on with what you are believing God for. In this time of delay, when it doesn't look like it's working, it doesn't look like it's happening, He's going to bring you distractions. And you know, after a while, you recognize what's happening. And you go, that's it, devil. You know, you've brought enough distractions. I'm going back and I'm believing the word. I'm believing what God said. And you know what? The fact is that Jesus will give you the grace to get through this delayed season. We've gotten through delayed seasons before, and we'll do it again. All of you have had delays, and you finally got there. Okay? Well, you'll get there. But, you know, in these delayed seasons, there's things that God's working on. Maybe he's clear, making the path clear. Or maybe he's saving you from something, from a disaster or something. Or maybe he's getting you ready. Have you ever thought that in this time of delay that he's getting you ready to do something? Now, I know we all think that, you know, we got our act together and everything is cool and, you know, we can do it. But sometimes there's things that he's working on in us in this time of delay. So in these delayed seasons, we can say that God is in control and he's doing it for me. And in these delayed seasons, we need to continue to speak the word and praise God for the answer, and it will come. But what we're trying to do, we're trying to get out of the delayed season. Because this delayed season, we're impatient. We don't like it. We just want what we want now. And God's saying, now just simmer down. It's okay. You know, I'm out there. I'm working. I'm doing it for you. But I just need for you to be patient. I need you to learn. I need you to grow. There's things that you need to do. And we don't want him to give it to us too early. If you're believing God for finances, let's say you're believing God for $100,000. Okay? And if he'd give it to you now, most of you would squander it. And you wouldn't spend it wisely. And another thing, if he's going to give you $100,000, I guarantee you, he's going to expect you to tithe on it. And if you can't tithe on $40, you're not going to tithe on $100,000. And you might say, well, when I get more money, I'll tithe. No, you won't. You got to start tithing with what you have. So he's wanting to see, can you be faithful? Are you faithful with your $40 that he's given you? If you're not, he can't give you the $100,000. So he's teaching you and training you in this time so that you'll be ready when he pours out these blessings upon your life. We have to be faithful. And when we're facing delays, what happens is we get discouraged and we want to give up. We don't want to wait for it. It's too long. It's been 10 years. It's been 20 years, and I still don't have it. I'm never going to get it. No, you're not, because what are your words saying? You're confessing you're never going to get it. God's hands are tied. He can't do anything. He's got to wait until you change your confession and you change your attitude. But you know what? In this waiting time, it's not wasted. It's time for us to grow and learn. There's things that we can learn through all this. And not only that, you know what? People are watching you. They're going, how? You know, I know what's going on in their life. And look how they're acting. Look what they're doing. How can they be so peaceful about it? They're watching. And not only that, like I said, you know, it can be a testing time. God's going to see, what can you do? What will you do? Now, we can be stubborn and hard-headed and not bendable. And God's going to continue to wait. Because his word says in Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If we are willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. Now, God's not going to bless us if we're living in disobedience. He's only going to bless us when we're being obedient. And you know, sometimes He's waiting for us to go back and do what He asks us to do that we haven't done. And He's not going to move until we go back and do that. And when we go back and do that, maybe it's forgive somebody. You'd say, well, you don't know what they did to me. It doesn't matter. If God said forgive, let's forgive them and go on. You know, why are we waiting in this delayed season when we've got something we can do about it? We can change it. Maybe He's asking you to give something. Maybe He's, like Jim shared today, maybe He's asking you to go talk to somebody. And you're going, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, you know what they're like? Oh, I just don't want to. That's too far to drive. I already have my day planned today. But if God told you to do it, let's do it. Okay? Let's get on with it. Let's get past this delay. Let's go on. And let's don't get become frustrated or discouraged or angry, because all of these things are a breeding ground for the enemy to get us to give up and quit. Have you ever wanted to quit? I have. Oh, God, this is too hard. Oh, God, it's never going to work. I quit. You know, I quit. It's not worth it. I want to quit. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Exactly. He goes, oh, they're going to quit. I won. No, we're not going to quit. We're going to stand up and say, no, Mr. Devil, I'm not quitting. If I'm believing God till I go to heaven, I'm going to believe God for this, and I'm not quitting. All those little things, all those distractions, all those little voices that He keeps talking to you about, they're just distractions. He just wants you to not do what God wants you to do. Or He doesn't want you to have what God wants you to have. Because we're always looking at this and then that. And we're not focusing on the picture of what God wants us to have. We're focusing on what I don't have. Well, I don't have this, or I don't have that, or my kids aren't doing this, or I didn't get the money that I wanted, or my job, or whatever. That's all distractions, okay? So let's get rid of the distractions, and let's put our focus back on what God wants us to do. And I know sometimes when we're in delay, God's not talking. He gets really quiet. And you're going, God, would you just speak to me? And I heard somebody just recently said, okay, when you're taking a test, the teacher's not talking. It's quiet. Well, why is that? Because she's already taught you, or he, the teacher's already taught you the test material. And now they're going to be quiet so that you don't have any distractions and you can focus on taking the test. So when God's quiet, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong. That doesn't mean you've done something wrong. It just means you just need to keep going on. And don't do something just to be doing something. This is what happens many times. People don't hear from God, and so they decide they're just going to go do something. Well, what are you going to do if you don't know what to do? Don't just do something to be doing something. We want to do what God wants us to do. Because that's what's going to work. With us here at the church, you know, the pastor and I can't just go do something. We've got to have God speak to us and tell us to do it so that we got the faith and the boldness to go do it. We were visiting with some pastor friends when we were down at Thrive Conference, and they were talking about they just got a new building. And they said, well, you guys just need to go out and look. Well, if I go out and look, where am I even going to look? I mean, because I don't know whether he wants it here or over there or just where he wants it. We've tried that. You know, God's got to speak. Okay, you're going to be outside the city. You're going to be in the city. We've got to have some definite directions before we can go do something. And the same is true with you. You need the direction. Don't just be going doing something. It's just wasted energy. Find out what God wants you to do. If he's not speaking to you, then just keep doing what you're doing until he speaks to you. I mean, that's what we do. We find that's what works best. Okay? We all want to be diamonds, but we don't want the heat, we don't want the pressure, and we don't want the cutting. You know? We want just to go smooth. I just want everything to go just really smooth and quiet and everything work out. Well, it doesn't work that way. So what causes delays in our lives? If we know some of the things that cause delays, then that can help us deal with them. And number one is demonic activity. Remember in Daniel 10, Daniel's prayer was delayed 21 days by demonic forces sent to disrupt the plan of God. Now, it was only a temporary delay, but nevertheless, it was a delay. It was sent by the devil so that God's plan wouldn't be carried through. And when things go to another level, the demonic activity will increase. So the devil can't touch you, but he can delay it and talk to you and convince you you aren't going to get it. He doesn't want you going to the next level because he knows you'll be a game changer there. So he wants you to stay stuck, stay distracted, and he doesn't want you to get up and pray your way through, because out of your mouth is chain-breaking anointing. The delay is only temporary. God's plan will always be accomplished. So what God did with Daniel, he sent Michael, the archangel, to help Daniel. Now God has equipped us with the Holy Spirit to help us fight the battle. We got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us to help us. So if we'll stay in prayer, we'll get the breakthrough. And you know, he sent his angels, and it tells us in Psalms 103:20, the angels are waiting to hear us speak the word so they can bring it to pass. So are we speaking the word of what we want? So the angels can go forth and bring it to pass? That's what we need to be doing. Hebrews 1:14 says the angels are ministering spirits sent to minister to us. So let's speak the word. Let's speak what we want. Let's get those angels out there working for us. 1 Thessalonians 2:18 says, we wanted very much to come to you, and I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan prevented us. So here we see where Satan has prevented them, he will try to prevent us with all kinds of things. You know what he does. You've seen it in your life. If you just, you know, will recognize it. If nothing else, he'll bring tension in the home. He'll have the kids screw up. He'll bring a cold on you. I mean, he'll do all sorts of things because he's trying to keep you from moving forward. So let's recognize when he's working and let's put our words to it. Okay? It's demonic activity. And it's just sent to delay us. But it can't when we stand up and take our place. Number two, we have divine delays. And these are the hardest to deal with because they come without explanation. And they're hard to handle because especially in a critical time in our life. Let's take Mary and Martha. They sent for Jesus to come heal Lazarus. What did Jesus do? He waited 2 days before he went. I mean, he delayed 2 days. It was a critical time. Yet Jesus tarried and he didn't give him an explanation. But why did he delay? Because he knew Lazarus was really sick. Well, in John 11:1, it says, he said Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. It happened for the glory of God. And verse 40 says, didn't I tell you you would see God's glory? It was a delay, but it was a divine delay. And yeah, Lazarus died, but what happened? He was raised from the dead. Okay? And you know, I know you've asked, and I've asked it, why isn't he coming for me and my family? What am I doing wrong? God, I go to church. I sing on the praise team. I tithe. I teach Sunday school. I teach a connect group. Where are you? Well, we can't see him. We can't feel him. We can't hear him. But you know, he's working behind the scenes, and we just need to keep pushing forward. We need to keep praying. We need to keep confessing the word. We need to keep worshiping God, and we need to keep being happy. But what we're doing, we're concentrating on what isn't. It's not happening. I don't have it. And we're whining, and we're complaining, and we're grouchy. You know what? God can't work. He's just there waiting, going, if you guys would just get your act together, you know, I could move. But as long as you're whining and complaining, when your kids whined and complained, did they get what they wanted? Absolutely not. Mine didn't anyway. If they whined and complained, guarantee they didn't get it. Okay? Maybe yours whine and complain enough they get it. Mine didn't. I wasn't that kind of mama. Uh-uh. You're going to whine and complain, you're going to go without longer. Okay? And you know, God doesn't want us whining. He doesn't want a bunch of whining, complaining babies. Okay? He wants ones that are going to stand up and say, it's mine, and I'm going to have it. All right? Now, so when we're facing these delays, doesn't matter what kind of delay it is, what are we going to do? Well, you know what? We're going to walk by faith. Oh, that F word, we got to walk by faith. Well, you know what? That's what he's told us to do. In Mark 11, 22 and 24, it said, Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. So we got to walk by faith. And faith isn't an emotion. It's not a, oh, I'm in faith because I feel good, or I'm not in faith because I feel crummy. It doesn't matter what our feelings are. Faith is not an emotion. Faith is a commitment that, you know what, this is what God's word says, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to believe it, and I'm going to trust him, because God's word is true, and I'm going to trust him no matter what. His word is sustenance, so we need to eat it and eat it and eat it. That's why we're always encouraging you to read the Bible, because it's food for your spirit. And the more you eat it, the more your faith will grow, and you'll walk by faith and not by what you see. You know, it's time that we start getting ferocious about our lives. Lay our hands on ourselves and prophesy to ourselves, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm healed. I'm rich. All my needs are met. There are thousands of dollars in my bank account. My business is prospering. I'm the head and not the tail. We need to speak the word in faith and take what's ours. Matthew 11, 12, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent men take it by force. The violent there, the violent men is forceful or energetic. So you know what? We need to stand up and take it. It's ours. We can't sit here and just go, oh, well, God, I sure wish you'd do it for me. And he's saying, did you do what I asked you to do? Have you given? Have you prayed? Have you confessed? Let's take it. It's ours. But we got to take it. It's just like the army. Those guys in the army, I'm guaranteeing you guys, they don't sit around. They get up off of themselves. They get themselves dressed. They get their guns ready, and they go out for battle. Because if they don't, they're going to be dead meat. They're going to get up and fight. And that's what we need to do. We got too many lazy Christians that are sitting around and not doing anything. God spoke to me and he said, Kathy, they're just obese. They've just sat around and ate and ate and ate, and now they're too fat and lazy and have no energy. So it's time we get up and we get going. We start moving. We start doing something. Luke 18:1 says they should always pray and never give up. So, when we're in this time of delay, we're going to pray. And we're going to pray the word. We're going to confess the word. And we're going to stand up and make ourselves known. We're not going to let the devil walk all over us. We're going to stand up and say, this is mine and I'm going to have it. And I'm going to stand here for however long it takes to get it. And also, we're going to praise Him. Because Psalms 8:2 says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength or praise because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Okay. We're going to confess the word. We're going to be diligent about it. We're going to pray. And now we're going to praise Him. Now, if you're like me, there are times when I don't feel like praising God. Okay? But remember, emotions have nothing to do with it. We're going to get up and we're going to praise God no matter what. We're going to praise our way through it because it says praise stills the enemy in our lives. So let's praise God. Let's make a habit of praising God. Listen to praise music. You know, I got certain songs that I listen to that they are encouraging to me. When I have the opportunity to be down and out, I put those CDs on and I listen to them. Because they encourage me. So praise. It works. All right? We're speaking the word. We're praying. And we're praising Him. And here's the thing. In delay season, your mind is going to drive you crazy. Have it ever kept you awake at night worrying about something? And you know what? 80% of those things that it's telling you never come to pass. And I've lost sleep over it. Lots of sleep. So I need to talk to myself and tell myself, this is what the word says. This is what's happening. God's got it under control. Now I can go to sleep. You know, hey, let's don't live. Many times we can become discouraged in this time. Let's don't live in the land of discouragement. Let's move out of that. It's not going to happen subdivision. Have you ever said that? Well, it's never going to happen. I've believed God for 10 years and it hasn't happened yet. Or move out of can't do itville. Have you ever said, well, I can't do it. I don't have enough money. I'm too stupid. You know, all these excuses we tell God we can't do when He's asked us to do it and we're telling Him we can't. Let's pack up our bags and move into the land of hope, faith, and expectation. We're not living there. We're moving on. Okay, God's got more things for us to do. Let's move on. Let's think about Joseph. Joseph was almost 2 decades before his dream came to pass. And you know, I've read through Joseph and taught Joseph and read through Joseph, and not once did I find anywhere there where he complained, where he fussed at God, where he got mad at God. And you know, he had a lot of things happen to him. He was doing everything right. And he still had bad things happen to him. But you know, he just kept moving forward, knowing God was with him. And you know what? All that time, God was preparing him to be second in command. When he put him in that position, Joseph knew exactly what to do because he'd been leader of the prison. He'd been leader in Potiphar's house. So he's out there working. He was working. Joseph couldn't see it. He never could imagine when he was in jail in the morning that at night he was going to be second in command. But he was faithful. Now, I got just a few minutes. I want to talk about some things that maybe you're dealing with and what we can do when we're in that delay. Let's talk about health, okay? Let's say you're believing God for healing. And you know what? It doesn't look like it's going to happen. It's been a long time, but I'm telling you, get a hold of the word. When we were first born again, we got a hold of the healing. I mean, that just consumed us. We got Kenneth Hagin's healing scripture cassette. That was back when it was cassette. We listened to it every night. If our kids got sick, the first thing we did was put that healing scripture. We said, okay, go to bed, but you're putting your healing scripture on. We listen to it. We still listen to it every night. The only thing now, we got an MP3 player so it can play over and over and over. So it can play all night long, not just an hour or whatever. We've read healing scriptures, but healing devotional. Those healing scriptures I have back there, I have them with me all the time. I put them in my Bible that I take when I travel. I've always got those healing scriptures with me. Okay? You have to go after it. If you want it, you've got to go get it. It takes work. But I'm telling you, church, it's worth it. Okay? Stay with it. And when I was believing God for healing, and, you know, there were days I wanted to give up. I mean, God, you know, it's been 2 years, it's been 3 years. But, you know, I heard Marilyn Hickey say, if you give up today, what if tomorrow was when you got your manifestation? And I couldn't say I give up. No matter how discouraged I was, I could not say I give up. Because I thought, if I give up today, okay, I've stood here for 4 years. Why do I want to say I give up? Or I'd say, well, just give me a little bit of relief. No, I didn't want just a little relief. I wanted the whole thing. I wanted the total healing. You know, don't settle for a little bit. No, we want the whole thing. So stay with it. It works. Okay? If your kids are messing up and not serving God, get out your Bible and find the scriptures that talks about your kids and pray over them and confess over them and walk through your house thanking God that they're this way. Don't say what they are. We're saying what we want them to be. Okay? Our problem is we're saying what they are. Well, they're doing this and they're doing that, and little Johnny won't do this and little Susie won't do that. No, say what you want them to be. Okay? Praise God. Father, I'm just thanking you that my kids are disciples taught of the Lord, and great is their peace and undisturbed composure. We got to use our words and use our praise. If it's a job or direction or your future or you're wanting wisdom, find the scriptures for it. I have the mind of Christ. I know my Father's voice, and I'll not follow the voice of the stranger. And he said, if I'd ask wisdom, he'd give it to me. You know, all of those promises are there. Let's confess them, okay? If it's finances, all right, confess the scriptures about finances. And you know what? You're going to hit a rough time. And we've hit some rough times. And you know what we did? We had to keep confessing the word. We kept tithing. The first thing that people quit doing when they reach a point in their finances is they quit tithing, and that's the worst thing you could do, because that's where you're going to get your seed. That's where you're going to get your harvest. So don't quit tithing. I mean, we hit a rough spot, but you know what? We didn't quit tithing, and our percent of giving did not drop. Our income dropped a bunch. Our percent didn't. Okay? We did without. We didn't do things we wanted to do. We fasted a few meals. We did what it took to pay our tithe. And I'm telling you, if you pay your tithe, in the 40 years that we've been in the ministry, and we've had some pretty tough years, we've never been late on a bill. God has always provided. When it didn't look like it, it didn't feel like it, and I had a lot of sleepless nights of wondering how I was going to make it work, but he always came through. So I'm telling you, keep going. Don't quit. Don't say it's not working. It's working. Okay? And last, let's talk about the church. Now, if you're like Pastor Larry and I, we want to see the church grow. And I'd say we're in a season of delay. And, you know, we're doing all we know to do. We're praying, we're fasting, we're believing God that it grows, and we're asking him to show us what to do, and we're willing to do, and we'll be obedient to do what he tells us to do. But in this time when he's quiet, we're just going to keep going. Okay? And that's what we need for you to do. He said, this is a great church, a growing church, producing great fruit for the kingdom of God. That can be the confession that we're speaking over the church. Okay? We can all unite ourselves in that. And you know, if you go to Genesis 11, 1 through 6, when it talks about the Tower of Babel, when the Lord came down and saw what they were doing, because they were all saying the same thing and doing the same thing, he said nothing is impossible for them. So nothing can be impossible for us if we all speak the same thing. A great church, a growing church, producing great fruit for the kingdom of God. But you know what happens? When we get in these times of delay, what happens is people start talking. They start saying different things. They start doubting. They start fearing. They start judging. They start doing criticism, and it divides the church. But now if we all get in one language, and our language is faith, it's a great church, a growing church, producing great fruit for the kingdom of God, God's going to move. He's going to work. Okay? So that's what we need. We need for you to get in with us and saying it's a great church, a growing church, producing great fruit for the kingdom, and that we have God showing us what we need to do. Okay? Like I said, we can't do something if we don't know what to do, and we need for Him to show us. So, in a season of delay, don't quit. Don't give up. Speak the word like you've never spoke the word before. Praise God like you've never praised God before. And you know what? It'll happen. And walk in joy. What happens when we get in this time of delay? We're not joyful. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So let's be happy. We have to tell ourselves, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. And if you keep doing that, pretty soon you will be. Quit looking at all that's not and look at what the future is and what He's promised us, and we can be happy. It's a decision. It's a choice that we make to be happy. Okay? Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I'm thanking You, Father, that as we walk through these seasons of delay, Father, You are with us. You're for us. We're not letting the distractions hinder us from moving on in Jesus' name. We're only looking to the Word. We're looking to the praise. And we're going to walk in joy in Jesus' name. Amen.